Balaclava worn by Tanit Edgeworth David in Antarctica, 1907 to 1909. This wheat-coloured knitted balaclava is displayed on a faceless black mannequin head. It has a thickly ribbed fringe that encloses the face and a ribbed band that extends down the neck. There are flaps beneath this neckband at the front and back that would sit over the collar of a shirt or tuck beneath it. The flaps and the entire head covering between the face fringe and the neckband are made of seed stitch, which has a bumpy appearance, almost like rows of little coiled springs. The stitching is dense to maximise protection against the elements, and the comprehensive covering of the design is such that only the central features of the face remain exposed, with the forehead, cheeks and chin encased by the ribbed fringe of the balaclava. Despite being a handmade item of natural fibres, this sturdy balaclava has withstood the ravages of time and weather so well that it looks like it could have been knitted yesterday. Object label. As part of Shackleton's Nimrod expedition, geologist Tanit Edgeworth David led Douglas Mawson and ship surgeon Alistair Mackay on a grueling but successful 2,028-kilometre journey in search of the South Magnetic Pole. The men later recalled how their balaclavas froze to their beards, making it difficult and painful to remove them. Donated by Anne Godfrey-Smith.